met my dear old friend, advised me to put an end to our fresh relationship. I should have listened better to his words, I should have been more alert, but I couldn't swing my hip. I confess at first it went well, everywhere I could tell, I was in love with you. I'm struggling without to complain, but I only get disdain, whatever I do. When I do the household, you are on the threshold to explain what's going wrong. You notice every speck of dust I've missed, and you start to discuss. I think to myself, stay strong. Whatever I start and try, I know you'll grumble and sigh. I'm just a failure to you. In all things which I grapple, the head of my home chapel tells me what I should do. My family, friends and relations always admire all my patience, how I can take it and move on. You never noticed that they were fleeing when you show up. Pity the human being whose self-confidence is gone. Every little work I try to tackle turns a Mr. Hyde into a Mr. Jekyll. Displeasure and anger rise in me. Nothing withstands your critical gaze. None of my efforts can truly amaze. A happy end I never see. Neither to holidays at the sea nor to mountain tours you will agree. Nothing can make you smile. With nothing I suggest, I can find my rest, no quiet moments for a while. When you lay exhausted and sick in bed, your body is cold, your nose is red, a circumstance that rarely occurred. I will run from east to west, I hear your orders and give my best to please you, I'm always alert. But if one day heaven will show mercy and you must die before I go, then I will blossom and regenerate. I'll put your arm on the fireplace, smiling gladly about your earthly trace, enjoy my freedom and thank fate. Then I will do all the things I like and have many drinks, showing TV programs I always miss. I close my eyes, I can't deny it, then I enjoy the heavenly quiet, will be grateful for the bliss.